Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For me. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise in this house. I got 1.5 feet this morning, and I'm up and I'm ready. Come on. Hallelujah. I kept looking at that stool behind everybody, and I kept saying, I know that's for me, but amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Father, you are worthy. Father, you are glorious. Father, we magnify you. We lift you higher. We lift you higher, God. Every praise, oh God, from the inside out, God, is to you, Father. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory, God, as you send out this word, God. We pray, oh God, that it not be offensive unless it's offensive to the enemy, God. Even the enemy on the inside of us, God. We lift you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word of God, hallelujah. Oh, God, in our spirit this morning, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. It's a rhema experience this morning. It's a different kind for some of us, but it's a rhema experience because everything from beginning to end is focused on you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is about you this morning. Hallelujah, we got up to praise you, God. We got up to praise you, God, and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We go into the word, amen. Come on, stand to your feet for the reading of the scriptures if you're not already up, amen. Hallelujah, we going straight to the word this morning. Thank you, God. We give him glory. We give him honor. Thank you, Lord. We give him honor for 10 plus years. Amen. Thank you, God. 10 years for the conception of rhema. Amen. But we give him glory, honor, and we give him praise. Amen. We were in the word when we didn't know we were in the word. Amen. Come on, Jesus. Somebody got a testimony. Thank you, God. He was saving you before you wanted to be what saved. Amen. But it was for such a time as this right here. Come on, give him a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Philippians 2, thank you, God. I'm going to give you the 10th through the 12th verses. But we're also going to be in Psalms, the 8th chapter. Amen. In its entirety, which is 1 through 9 verses. But Philippians 2, make no mistake about it, 10 through 12 says that at the name of Jesus, everyone knee should bow of things in heaven and in things in earth. And what? Things under the earth. Oh, slew foot, amen. Every knee should bow. And that every tongue should confess that what? Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, my family, my friends, thank you, God, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The word of God for the people of God. Now, before you sit down, I have a question. For all of you who have ever tried to hide anything from your parents and you feel like that was the greatest respect you could have given them, I want you to have a seat. Ooh, we. For all of you. For all of you, let me try that again. Lord Jesus, give it right back to me. For all of you who have ever, oh, the church is sitting down. Oh, God, felt like you've given your parents the greatest respect because you were hiding some things from them. You were keeping some things from their knowledge. I want you to have a seat. Oh, praise God. The sister didn't have nothing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Amen. I know that was a little tongue twister, sister. Amen. Go ahead and have a seat. Oh, we got, that's a think about it question. I want y'all to keep thinking with me for just a little while. Oh, God. So now, I want you to raise your hands. So all of us, let's clear that up. All of us in here, one time or another, did something we didn't want mama nor daddy to know about. That's why you're sitting down. So I want you to raise your hands if you feel like you have more respect for God than you have for your parents. I say raise your hand. Come on, don't. You got more respect for God. So watch this. Then why is it that we allow God to see everything we do? We allow God to witness the things we do that we know are not pleasing. And it's like, we wouldn't want mama to see us do that. We wouldn't want daddy to see us do that. But we'll let God see us. We're exposed. Y'all realize that. We're just like an X-ray where God is concerned. You can't hide anything from him. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning, we carry the name of the Lord, our God. He says, if my people call by my what? Name. If my people call by my what? Name. How many of you call by his name this morning? Will humble themselves, pray, seek. You got to look for him. My face, turn what? From your wicked ways. He says, then I'll what? Hear from heaven. That's why he can't hear some of us because we hadn't turned from our wicked ways. He can't hear some of us because we hadn't sought him out, you see. See, you got to put the word in perspective, every single piece of it. Amen? Thank you, God. So this morning, God must be honored. This morning, we're talking about friends and family. We're talking about 10th anniversary celebration. I'm going to tell y'all, they had to push me into this celebration type thing. Amen? Amen. It's okay. It's okay because we celebrate the milestones. We celebrate what God is doing and what God does. Amen? Thank you, God. But, Pat, I'm just about keeping on going in the word of God. Amen? So somebody brought, Elder put it up on the announcements and said, 10th anniversary celebration. And this was me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this morning, the family name, God's name must be honored. Amen. The family name must be honored. Somebody say the family name must be honored. If you honor God, then you honor your family. If you don't honor your family, I'm telling you now, you don't honor God. Amen. If you're not ready for the real in here this morning, you could, Brother Trey can go ahead and open the door. Because it's about the real in here this morning. Amen. It's about the real in here every time we come. Amen. So the family name must be honored. Honor the name of God. Then you can honor your family. Amen. He has to be put in that first place perspective. If he's not first, it's not going to work. Been there, done that. Amen? Been out there, done that. Amen? Ran the streets, done that. Amen? Lived all kind of ways, done that. See, God didn't come to save me because I was saved. God saved me because I was lost. He says, all have what? That somebody know the word. And what? Come what? Short of the glory of who? God. The family name must be honored. Psalms 8 says, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. God did that. God did that, not us. Through the praise of children and infants. Watch this. Y'all don't have to praise. But it says, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. A stronghold meaning a place that has been fortified, a fort as to protect against any attack. You have established a stronghold against your enemies. Our enemies are what? God's enemies. Stop fighting. One of the words God gave us on Good Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit this week talked about us not fighting the battle. You're going to lose every time. I can tell you as a witness, every time I was trying to do it myself, I lost. Every time I tried to get myself out of the mess, I ended right back up in that mess. Come on, God. So through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, God. So I count it joy to say, God, my enemies are your enemies. To silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of? This God that created all of this universe, who are we that he should worry about us? What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. What are we to God? The family name must be honored. You have made them who? Us. A little lower. God made us, it says, a little lower than the angels. And he crowned us with glory and honor. Come on, receive it. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. And it says like this, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your what? Name in what? All the earth. How majestic, how impressive, how beautiful God, how dignified God is your name in all the earth above all others, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We almost done. We do the word. Amen. If you miss it, you go here. You better catch it. So the family name must be honored. Three key words here. Family, name, honor. Family, a group of people related to one another by blood or marriage. That's what the dictionary said online. A group of people related to one another by blood or marriage. How many of y'all believe that today? Oh, shalala. Thank you, God. Oh, and it also said a group consisting of parents and children living in the household together. That's the only two definitions it gave, Jack. But you, my family, we related by blood or marriage. We related by blood. You, my family, we related by blood or marriage. Huh? Related by blood or marriage, son. Blood, amen. And blood ain't gonna be marriage. Come on, God. My sister right here, we related by blood or marriage. Don't be looking around. Yes, ma'am. Blood. Come on, everybody. Look here. I'm gonna tell y'all the right answer every time will be blood. Woo, Jesus. We related by blood or marriage. Double blood on us, ain't it? Yeah, God. Let me tell you something. We all related by blood. We're related by the blood of Jesus. Amen? Let me tell you that the family name must be honored. I'm not talking about the Tanksley family. Come on, Jesus. I'm not talking about the White family this morning. I'm not talking about the Cooper family this morning. Amen? I'm not talking about the Brown family this morning. Amen? God bless. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about the family of God. We must honor the family name. When we don't honor, we are vulnerable to some things. We set ourselves up for some failures, amen? When we are no longer honoring God, honoring the family name, amen? You have to understand, parents taught us, grandparents taught us, when you go out of this house, she knew you represent who? Me. Make me shame and see what happens. So I go back to the beginning of this thing when the question was asked, do we respect God more than we respect our parents? Do we respect him more than our earthly family? Amen? Do we? Let's be real on the inside of us. When we think about that thing, think about the times, yes, Sister Bell, when you was hiding from mama, but God was looking, amen? I'm glad I got some families in here this morning. Thank you, God. When we no longer honor God, when we don't honor our families, nobody wants that call that their child is laying in the street, amen? But what happens when that child is laying in the street? What happens to the family whose child is responsible for that child laying in the street. See, we look at this thing one way. Everybody is affected, you see. Not just the one that's gone, but the one that took. Come on, Jesus. We have to remember the family, amen? When we see the news, the family name has to be honored. And we see men and women of God and others, amen? Not just the men and women of God, but other, we see they robbed a bank. They've molested a child. They've done this. They were caught drunk driving. They've done this. They've done that. All we see is that person and what they've done, and we forget about the family. We forget about who else is affected. I used to have I still have a young man in my life. I used to tell him, you know I love you. You can do anything you want to do. That's your life. I can't change you. Raymond knows I can't change you. I don't try. I'm going to give the word, and you're going to receive the word, and you're going to try to live by the word, and I can guarantee you I'm living by the word. And I tell them if I should falter, don't step on me. Don't pin me down. Pick me up and pray with me the way I've taught you to pray. See, when men and women of God falter, we got to be ready to pull them up, because guess what? At that point, they're the head of our what? The head of our what? When the head comes down or the head gets a little shaky, he or she needs that foundation, you see. The things they've taught, the things they've pushed. When the slew-foot enemy gets past the guards of God, amen, and slips into their mind and things happen, you can't jump on what the world jumps on. You got to begin to go into fasting and praying, amen, and then amazing things will happen. When we no longer honor God, we no longer honor the family name, we shame ourselves and we shame our families. 2 Chronicles 7:4 again reminds us, if my people called by my what name? Whose name? Whose name? I want to make sure y'all understand that. If those people call, now if you're not called by his name, he's not expecting it from you. You see, let me tell you something about the word of God. It's designed for the people of God. Y'all know that, right? So the atheists don't have a vested interest in this thing right here. The non-believer, you see, because everybody who hasn't become a believer is not necessarily atheist. They believe in God, but they don't necessarily believe God. They haven't necessarily gotten to that place of trusting God, you see. So he says, if my people call by my name, humble themselves, that's us, and pray and seek my face. He says, we got to turn from our wicked ways. We can't do all kinds of stuff and expect the world to want to come in. But what I'm going to tell you is, don't let the world bring all kinds of stuff in either. Amen? Thank you, GP. Y'all better be real. He says, then I'll hear from heaven. So when the people of God begin to pray, begin to humble themselves, begin to seek his face, begin to stop doing the stuff we're doing. It's hard sometimes, not. It's really not. It's really not hard not to sin. It's not. It's really easy. I'm trying to tell y'all on this side. See, I used to be on the other side. I thought it was easy for me to sin. But as I was sinning over here and I was doing all that stuff, guess what the devil was doing? He was packing a box, packing some boxes with my name on it. And every time I was trying to get to God, he would sling something out that box to remind me. Every time I got a little closer to God, he would bring something up from my past. Every time I thought God was calling me, he said, no, ma'am, you're not worthy. Come on, Jesus. Let me tell you, you got to answer your calling and make sure that you understand that the name of God has to be honored. The family name has to be honored. That's the only way. When you make your parents shame, and I'm not talking about just the young people, get it right, because all of us have parents, amen? So I'm going to say, when we make our parents shame, or when we've made our parents shame, we didn't honor the name of the family. And thus we did not honor the name of God. So when we begin to pray and do what God has called us to do, guess what happens? He says, I will. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. The word of God is true. And if you can't, if you don't believe that, you got to learn how to believe it. You got to be able to, when you're going through, just say, pick up a Bible and just open it. I can't tell you the times I've just picked it up, opened it, and there was my situation. There was what I was going. I didn't search for a specific, but there was, and I just began to read, and there was what I needed to help me get past and to get through. Honor the name of God. So when we, his people, begin to really pray, but it says we got to do some other things. You can't go to God any kind of way. I say my prayers every day, but what you live in? I'm calling God, but what life are you living? Are you living in excellence? Yeah. If you live in excellence, you can walk in expectation. If you live for God, you can ask what you will of him, and I'm a witness. He will see you through. I'm a witness from Section 8 to my home, amen. Thank you, God. I'm a witness from not being able to put gas in my car to always fill it up at Sam's. I'm going to give y'all some practical life things. I'm a witness from not having food to eat to my sister knocking on my door, bringing groceries. I'm a witness. What you see is not what you get. Folks want your life. They want your family name, you see, because they see your family honoring God, but they don't know what you've been through to get to God. I can't say you see me driving my Mercedes. You see me driving my Avalanche. You see me driving my little black Scion. Paid for? Thank you, God. Paid for and running good. I had cars was paid for before. My very first car, my sister gave me and asked me for a dollar. She said, give me a dollar. And I gave it to her, and Wanda handed me the title to that car. Kit. I drove that car till it couldn't drive anymore. But I thank God. I told him I'm going to drive it till I got to drive it like the Flintstones. But I thank God. And I honored my family, and I honored God for that dollar car. Let me tell you something, because that took me from trying to figure out how I'm going to get my child to daycare, how I'm going to get to work, hopping around with the, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, family. See, we have too many things we have in the boxes. We have too many things stored up, and we think they're hidden. But the name of the family has to be honored. We have too many things we don't want folks to know about us. By the power of your testimony, others overcome. You don't know who's going through what you've been through. Thank you, Jesus. Instead of tearing each other, I'm not going there, I'm going. Instead of tearing each other up and down, my church already know where I'm going, on Facebook. I'm using Facebook because that's the only one I'm on. I know it's a whole lot of others out there. Encourage my soul. And the word said, let us journey on. Send a word to help somebody. If I post on Facebook today, and I put a picture, I don't care what it's a picture of. Boom, 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 boom. Boy, they be liking that thing up. I post a word. They're few and far between, but guess what? Bless the name of the Lord. Sometimes they say, your word long, but bless the name of the Lord. I'm going to post that word. Let me tell you something. Be not weary in your well-doing. All for in due season, you're going to reap what you sow. And let me tell you something. At one point, I got so busy in my life, I stopped posting. And God gave me this. Good morning, Father. Thank you, Sister Brown. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. He gave me a high, I wake up every morning. Because that's my family. And God began to allow me to share a word on Facebook. And at some point in my busy life, I just got tired. Or I just kind of let it go. Well, God dealt with me some months later. About 2 or 3 months, I didn't. And I posted. And I had one young lady say, Pastor, welcome back. Thank you so much. I've been missing you. So let me tell you something. I may never preach in front of the thousands, but this word right here goes out to the thousands. This word goes out to the thousands. If you just reach one, that's a soul for the kingdom, y'all. That's what we are supposed to do. That's how you honor the name of the family. That's how you honor God. We've got listeners in Nigeria, Nairobi, some other places. Elder puts it online, and people are listening everywhere. People are hungry for the word of God. Amen? So honor the name of the family this morning. Make the family proud to have you as a part of them. Your family ought to love you and want to love you. Families love, but sometimes, y'all, tell the truth, we don't want to love. Because sometimes you do some things that cause us not to what? What's that word? I say it loud. Don't be ashamed. I had to tell her one day, I don't like you. Sometimes we have to tell our children, tell them, don't be scared of them, Nola. Don't be scared of them. I don't like you. I love, but I don't like you right now. And my child said that affected her for the rest of it. It should have. Because I don't like you right now. Be gone and move. We don't always like what you're doing, family. Whether they're our children, our brothers, our sisters, we may not always like what each other is doing, but love conquers all. We don't give up on each other, so why we so easily give up on God? We take the tithes and offerings to the jailhouse. Oh, somebody gonna get me. I don't preach money either. We stand because God said we stand here. But I had to tell y'all that. It's all about God. When we honor, and I'm almost done, I'm done really, the name of the Lord, our God, when we remember, Lord, our Lord, that your name is majestic in all the earth. Even those who don't want to worship God, the word of God already tells us, Philippians 2 and 10, that at the name of Jesus, I wouldn't try it if I were y'all. Every knee should bow of things, and I wouldn't try to try God, amen? I'd rather trust God, and when he comes, say, glory, or not trust God. And when he come, be in a mess. So somebody said, well, what if he don't come? I believe he coming. Yeah. I'd rather be on this side right here than that side right there. Right. And I'm telling y'all, it's not as long for him to come as it has been. My senior pastor, as I still acknowledge him, the late Reverend Robert H. Thorpe, used to tell us every time he got up, y'all better get ready. He's saying, stay ready. Don't get ready and then go back out there on the playground and play. Get ready and stay in the house and study. Get ready and do right by your family. Get ready and stay ready. Honor the name of God. Somebody give God a praise in here. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. You know my name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Yes. We don't take a long time to do what we need to do for God. But what we do for God, we do with diligence. What we do for God, we do honoring him. It's not about me this morning. It's not about Rhema. It's about him. And if there is any among us who have heard the word, you cannot live in this world without God, y'all. But if you die without him, you're in a mess. Amen. Somebody doesn't believe that this morning. I just feel it in my spirit. They just don't really understand that when I laid in the hospital and after major surgery and sucked up a Pepsi my mother had, most of my family probably doesn't know this. Mama thought I was saying pain because I could barely speak pain. And the closer she got to me, I reached up for her can of Pepsi, but it had a straw in it. And I saw, she put it to my mouth. That's a mother. And I started sucking that thing. And you know, when you, if you've ever had surgery, you're so dry. They've done some things. They put everything in you to sleep. So stuff is not functioning the way God designed it to function at that time. And as I sucked on that cold Pepsi, that thing almost killed me. I started regurgitating. Stuff was coming out of both ends of me. Every fluid in my body left. And I went to the zone. Mama was there, she can tell you. The nurse had to do whatever she had to do to bring me back. And while I was in that position, I don't care how crazy it sounds, somebody needs this word. I was seeing a light. And I thought I was speaking out loud, but Mama said she never heard me. But I heard my voice myself on the inside saying, God, I'm not ready. God, don't do this. I could hear the lady calling me, but I thought I was talking back to her. I could hear her say, what's her name? And Mama said, Carza D, and her name, Josie. Call her. Thank you, God. But for your love, I could have been dead. FC, you could have got the call saying, Josie, gone. How many people have gone to the hospital and not come out? How many people have left their homes this morning and won't get back? See, we take things for granted. Just because we got up this morning doesn't mean we're going to make it through the night. We used to say, your day today, my day today, yours tomorrow, mine this morning, yours this afternoon. Somebody might not walk out of those doors. But while you have the opportunity to commit your life to Christ, come. And come, let us reason together. Come on, let us reason together, says the Lord. We extend an invitation to the family of Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We have done as God expects us to do. Thank you, Lord. Blessings, glory, honor. Bring that up a little bit, Donald. Bring it up just a little bit. Bring it up just a little bit, baby. Thank you, God. Yes. Just think about grace. 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 Hallelujah. Grace. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now for your people. We thank you for this worship time, oh God. We ask that it not end there, God. But even as we go back into our homes, that we remember we have to honor you and honor our family's name, God. That we have to represent you. And then we will represent what family means to God. We have to be right before you. And then we'll be right before our family, God. Mothers are crying. Fathers are crying. Children are dying, God. It's not your plan for us. It's the plan of the enemy. It's what sin has done, God. It's corrupted your creation, God. And we can only stand. And having done all, we stand. Thank you, God. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I'd be lost but for your grace, God. Everybody in here needs to really think about that. You made it through the bereavement. You made it through the car accident that went up the tree. You made it through the fire. You didn't even get burned. You made it through living the way you were living, and God kept you for such a time as this. Amen. Come on, give him a praise. Thank you, Lord.